Hello. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this talk. My name is Emmanuel. I'm from Montreal. And I've been working on Ring. Ring was called SFL Phone at some point. We renamed it last year. It's sponsored by Summerfell Linux in Montreal, which is a free software service company. I've been working on it since 2009. Ring is used to be a VoIP phone, so you could make calls over the internet. It's using open standards such as SIP, TLS, SRTP, RTP, X509, and as much open standards as we can. So we're interoperable with much of the existing internet voice over IP frameworks such as Asterisk, Cisco, FreeSwitch. Most of the phones you have at your office can actually talk with Ring, and you can replace them with Rings to have a soft phone. We, as I say, we use a lot of open technologies. Some of them are shared with web browsers. Some of them are specific to internet telephony. As a feature set, we have voice calls, text messaging, video calls, transfer, hold, unroll, record, SIP account, peer-to-peer account, which is new in Ring 2.0, I will talk about it later. And we have multi-account and multi-call support. So everything call center or generic user needs, we usually implement it. Ring 2.0 is more and more a competitor to Skype. So we're implementing serverless architecture. So you just have to have a private key and a public key, and that's enough to actually call someone. You call someone directly using its public key, so it's a fully encrypted and SSH-like network. The project story started in 2004 as an embedded daemon for embedded devices. Not much later, there was a GTK client and a Qt client, that was, were built. In 2008, the Q client was dropped and replaced by a KDE4 client. In 2009, when I took over, I split the client in two parts, which is a business logic library and the KDE client itself. Later on, the whole GTK client died, and every client, such as the new GNOME one, OS X, and Windows, are now built on top of the Qt business library that was used by the KDE4 client. Which isn't, which, what's interesting about it, every UI have a native UI, so the GNOME client GTK, the OS X client, is using Cocoa, but they're built on top of Qt. Which, as I, as far as I know, is a first. So we have this share library at the center of the project, and every native client is built on it, and on, under it, it's common libraries such as libav, ffmpeg, stuff you use every day. Skip that because we don't have much time. The architecture itself is fully built using state machines. So you have events coming from the networks and events coming from the users, and those events are then passed into state machines. So the whole application itself is an automata, which make it much easier to build third-party clients on top of the library, because the whole library state will always be synchronized with the client and the network. Passing a call, for example, you will have a series of states that will change and until the call is over. Same thing for text messaging and stuff like that. The library is based on Qt models, so we have like, this is old, but we now have like 70-somethings models used in the library, which allow us to have very easy time to build new clients for embedded specific use case or for new platforms. This goes on and on. the models themselves will take data from various sources, such as a network, such as UPnP, your history, your contacts from Aconady, and really a lot of sources then will format this data and put it in the models. I guess everybody here is accustomed to doing that. We also handle security very well. So we have the whole certificate change validation, and every part of our assets, such as call and accounts, are always validated against a security validation model, which allow us to, in real time, be aware of security issues. If you went to the David talk yesterday, you heard about the stock exchange models, which were used with various sources and a combination of all models to have a real-time validation. This is exactly what Ring used in the background. So you have pipelines of various models going to proxies and filtering them, formatting them, and at the end you have a combination model, and the whole validation will take place on the data of this model in real time, which allow us to always at any point be able to know the security of our assets. As I said earlier, the other clients, such as the GTK and OSX1, use native UI because the maintainers of the client wanted that. They can, I mean, why not? And so as the library used Qt, we had some interesting challenges to make this work. So the first one was, of course, Signal Slots. As you know, in the Qt4 era, those were using some strange string manipulation in the background to connect. But in the Qt5, what you have is you have function pointers. So all of a sudden, the GTK and the Qt signal and slots mechanism just became compatible. Same thing for the event loop, since Qt 4 dot something. Qt used the glib, so in the background, it just now worked. The models, that was quite surprising, also bind very fine on both GTK, Qt KDE, and OSX without too much code. In the end, it was just binding the similar APIs together, and the things just started showing up and working, which is surprising, in fact. But it just worked. We expected to have issues with this, but we never had. The transaction are handled is in a state machine, so we have very easy time transferring data from the client to the library, to the daemon, and just work. The main problem was actually dbus. On Linux, we use dbus to communicate between the clients and the daemon. On OS X and Windows, we don't have that. So the thing was to use the XML file from the dbus interface and generate C++ code to bind both parts directly. And all of a sudden, we thought after a while, it started working. It was like interesting. So now we use dbus on Linux, and we use native linking on OS X and Windows, which was I feared that it wouldn't work. Also, Qt 5 introduced in Qt Core the QItem selection model class. It used to be in Qt UI. This allows us to really bind every widgets of all platforms, such as ComboBox and List View, Table View, Tree Views, and be able to link the selection from the native client directly into the state machines. And this is really the key to building many UI with many types of widget set on many platforms, because once you have selection models and the views binded, then you have zero overhead code. So no matter how many platforms you have to support, in fact, they're just thin clients with no logic code. They're just binding directly to the underlying business library. To handle the problem where different platforms have different contact systems, such as KDE, Avec Unity, and some other platform don't, we actually have a mirror, the collection class, which every platform can implement on top of KDE, of course, just binding directly to Unity. But on the other platforms, they're just using a similar API and binding them. So in the end, we have working clients for our platforms. Ring, this is Ring KDE, which is, of course, the KDE client. So you have your contacts, your bookmarks, your history, and you can pass calls. You have auto-completions, which is provided by the business layer, and you can configure a lot of assets. If we look at the assets, you will see that there is a lot of collections, which are not from Unity actually, because we know that we have an abstract API for that internally. We can just use this for everything. So the history, the contacts, the recording, the profiles, which is the stuff you share when you call someone, and the ringtones. We looked at the beginning of moving those assets into Unity itself, but at the end of the KDE 4 era, it was not so the time to do this anymore. So we decide for now to go with our own solution. At some point in the future, we might move them back to Unity once the new generation is out and everything. But for now, it's just there. So this is about it. I just skipped so many parts to save time that I actually finished early. Do you have any questions? Since 2012, an Android client. However, it's not using the Qt part, the Qt part yet. So for now, it's not officially released until it gets ported or managed to get the features the other clients have. Because what having a common business layer allowed us is to have multiple clients with a similar feature set. Back then, when we had a GTK and a KDE client, the KDE client was getting new features every week. But the GTK client, because it's C and sometimes doing more advanced features in C require a lot more time, was falling behind. So when we decide to use the Qt library, the Librium client, we call it, to share the whole business, that allow us in a few weeks to have five new clients. But the Android ones, because it's Java, there is a whole new set of challenges. Because the maintainer want to use native widgets, he can. And those are accessible only from Java. You have to create a GNI binding. So Qt 5 doesn't yet have Jambi. So it's not possible to directly, unless Jambi gets ported, directly access the library from the Java side. There is some attempts on the web to port Jambi to Qt5 and Android, but it's not advancing really well. There's not a lot of people wanting to do that in the first place.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, any more questions? Okay, so I think we'll wrap this up. Thank you so much, Emmanuel, and here's our closing remarks.